We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Excellent additions to the opener. Dave Harrigan does a fabulous job on the sound side. My name is Chad Hartman. We will be here at least until 3, I don't know. How about we do Card Sharks? How about we stay on? We tell DeRussia, get out of here. And we go till, I don't know, how about this? We tell Henry Lake, get out of here. And we go until 9, and then right now, and I know I got myself in trouble a couple months ago when I wasn't sure about some show we have on Saturdays. I'll just be honest. You could offer me a membership right now at Augusta, Cypress Point, and give me three green jackets. I have no clue about our programming at 9 p.m. Do you have any idea, without cheating, without looking, what we're putting on at 9 p.m.?
I believe it's Eye on the World is the name of the show.
Oh, sounds impressive.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have your eye, you know, maybe on the neighborhood or eye on the city.
Yeah.
We got your world right here, all right? We got the whole dang planet.
Hmm. Should we have a hoity-toity name like that? We don't really even have a name for the show. They just assumed, because I'm here, they use my name. Should we name this thing?
How about, howdy, it's Chad Hartman.
I don't think that one worked out that well. Eye on the Globe with Chad and Dave.
That's too regal sounding. That doesn't fit too the regal show.
Well, I mean, we got Eye on the World later.
Well, it might fit that show, but it doesn't fit this one.
Do we know if it fits that? I will honestly say, I guess, question my loyalty, never heard a second of it. So I don't know. Have you heard of this World Eye show?
I usually only listen to it on the podcasts, but I try to catch it every morning as I'm coming into work.
Podcast.
It's the previous evening's show.
Name the host.
John Batchelor.
Don or John?
John with a J.
John, yeah. Well, that might be right. How would I know?
It's 100% right because I'm looking at the station schedule right now.
Okay. So you're cheating, in other words.
No, I'm being resourceful. You didn't say I
couldn't. Oh, yes. Eye on the schedule. Eye on the... text me right now, 651-461-9226. Is your eye on the world? If not, where is your eye right now? Dave Harrigan is on the schedule. This is the third straight day I was coming downtown, as I told you. We had a seizure. We had a housing crisis, which I may get to later. And then now Kathleen is sick. And so I've got the cue man, unexpectedly. So my eye was going to be on you. And more importantly for you, your eye was going to be on this 6 foot, half inch, 180 pounds, tall, dark, and if the lights are really in a strange way, handsome.
It'd be a hell of a light.
Oh, man, that's uncalled for. It's uncalled for. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, will you be locked in? Tomorrow, we take on the Netherlands. Or do you say the Dutch? Which do you, when you think of this fine country, although we're going to try to build up hatred for the Netherlands, do you go the Dutch or do you go Netherlands? And what percentage of the population realizes that these are the same countries, Dave? Do people think the Dutch is a country compared to the Netherlands?
I think people realize that Dutch or the Dutch isn't a country. But I think there's probably a significant portion that when they hear the Dutch, they think, oh, who's that again? Is that Denmark? Is that – who is that? Oh, Netherlands. That's right. Okay.
Also, do you have kind of an odd country name if you need the in front of it?
Well, I mean, we are the United States of America. Am I right?
Yeah, but a lot of times it's – it seems like thought comes in front of the Netherlands more than thought comes into USA or France or Italy. Or it's not like you're saying the France.
No, but if somebody in France was speaking about us, they would say the U.S.
Kind of. Not as much as the.
I don't know.
I think it's kind of. I don't think it's. But you know what? I don't host Eye on the World, so I don't know.
Exactly, and you don't listen to the podcasts.
I don't.
Your eye is on Plymouth. That's as far as you go.
Right now I wanted to be on Minneapolis.
Yeah, well, it can't be, all right? We didn't welcome you downtown.
No, there was Operation Endeavor said, get out of here. How about Operation Endeavor? We've got these better numbers on crime. Star Tribune and other outlets reach out to Operation Endeavor to try to get some information were unavailable.
Oh, they're too busy fighting crime.
Okay. Listen, I want the numbers to be down. Jacob Fry and Brian O'Hara made themselves available. I would think if we're giving credit to Operation Endeavor, the folks with Operation Endeavor might tell us not all the specifics, but some of it. So we take on the tomorrow, 9 a.m. 0 to 10, Dave Harrigan, 0 to 10. 0, there's no chance you will be watching when it starts at 9. 10, it is a mortal lock. Where are you at?
Well, it'll just be me and the kids, and we've got a little busy morning. So, unfortunately, I won't get to watch a lot. But I am a 10 as far as probably the good portion of the first half before we have to leave the house. I will have it on.
Will you record or you just pay attention through Twitter and other ways?
I'll pay attention. I'll pay attention. Catch the highlight package on YouTube later if I need to.
It's just sleep dependent, right? And then unexpected circumstances. World Cup 16, as we said the other day, when you're down to the 16, I don't think the parade is ready yet. We don't have a statue. As a friend of mine might say, there's no commemorative print quite yet. But it's progress from not making the World Cup, right?
It's significant.
So I'm going to be watching. I'm all in. Now, until I found out Kathleen was sick, I was exploring the idea of going somewhere. Ooh. I even reached out to Carter. But now he's drinking 500 pounds of water every day. And doesn't drink. What happened to him? So he doesn't really want to watch me drink and eat while he just goes to the bathroom. Sure, he's got, you know, some. He wants all bars to have an area where he can pee right in the chair, I assume. Would you go somewhere? If the girls didn't have plans, would you go somewhere and watch this one?
If I had a buddy that wanted to go watch that, yeah. Yeah, I would.
I would
fun.
Too. I like, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, chanting we are going to win. But I like diving in and seeing everybody kind of fired up. That's fun.
It would be fun, especially on a Saturday morning. Get up and do something right away to kick off the weekend. Yes, it would be a good time.
Because I am, I believe you're hit the buzzer on this one. I believe you don't like Bloody Marys.
That's 100% correct. Bloody Marys.
Oh, you're so wrong. Bloody Marys are great. Excuse me. I would like the Bloody Marys made for me. I don't need the bar. Don't need the bar. I don't need a crazy amount in my Bloody Mary, but I want a fair amount in there. I don't need like a slice of lasagna. I mean, honestly, we're just out of control with what we put in Bloody Marys right now.
I'd rather just have a cup of lasagna.
Well, if you want bad lasagna, that's deep dish pizza. Once again, deep dish pizza, one of the 10 most overrated foods on planet Earth. Don't tell me I haven't had the good stuff. I've been to Chicago. It just isn't that good. Are you going to watch tomorrow at 9, USA, Netherlands? Would you go somewhere? Is this a FOMO situation? Fear of missing out? Or you don't give a bleep? Why'd you even start with this topic, goofball? Why? That's what you're saying right now. And can we work up some hatred for the Dutch? I've given this assignment to Dave. He has come up with, what, 5 items why we should hate the Dutch?
I think I've got a pretty strong 5, yeah.
Pretty strong 5. You've also got some reasons we should love the Dutch.
Unfortunately,
so we'll get
there's
to that.
A couple very strong ones in their favor, yeah.
Yes. I want you to text me. I want you to call. Are you going to watch? Would you go somewhere? Are you definitely going somewhere? Do you hate the Dutch or you don't care at all? And could you please get Major on the show as soon as possible? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. That is the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Okay, this is a Dave Harrigan idea. For some reason, I put aside the dictatorship, and Dave wants to, in December, play Christmas tunes. I think it's way too early. Just way, way too early. So what's the theme today of Christmas music on a Friday?
It'll be Fridays through the month. I'm getting in the spirit. I'm going to make you get in the spirit with me. Today's theme is very recent Christmas songs.
Okay.
They're all from the last 5 years or less. So this one was recorded last year. This is Ed Sheeran and Elton John.
Yes, I remember this one. In January, will we have 4th of July music?
Yeah, I don't like where your attitude's at right now. If you want Major to be on the phone by 12:35 or so, you better turn it around.
Okay, yes, sir. Reacting to many topics here, Wake and Bake is still available for the name of the show. It's another great one. My Eyes Are Up Here with Chad Hartman. Very good. I Am the Prize, name for the show. Welcome to the Snark Side. Oh, I like that one. More text. Don't get me started with those Dutch creeps. The Ohio State University. I assume the Dutch only pay for their own meal at the restaurant. Deep dish pizza? You might as well sit down with a loaf of bread, a bottle of ketchup, and some American cheese slices. Thank you. Chad, I have as much FOMO about the game tomorrow as I do about a potential root canal. Chad, over the years, I've fully supported you, even with your controversial takes, but what you said about deep dish pizza, I can't stand for it. No way. It's terrible. Let's see. Why do people play soccer? So they don't have to watch it. Ba-da-ba. Number one reason to love the Dutch. This is on your list, Dave. Bert Blyleven.
It's true. Hall of Famer.
All right, give me a couple.
Can't argue.
Before we go to Karen here, give me two reasons why we should hate the Netherlands.
Well, I mean, number one is something we've already been talking about. Where do they get off calling themselves the Dutch? Come on.
Yep.
We're from America. We're Americans. All right? People from Britain are the British. All right, you can be Netherlanders if you want. You don't get to be the Dutch. Okay?
Pick a side.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Let's go here.
Too many names and no need for the.
Number two, what's with the wooden shoes? All right, way too much of a racket. Knock
too loud.
Off. Sneakers.
Too loud. Place. Too clacky. They probably, you know, in the Netherlands, you go to somebody's house, do they ever even take off the shoes?
Probably not.
Do they just walk around with those clogs on?
Hey, let me sand those down for you. Please.
Dexter also nails it. I think Chevy Chase is Dutch. Another reason to hate the Netherlands. Come on. Karen is on the line. Go ahead, Karen. You're on CCO.
Thank you so much. You guys are so screwed up.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. As far as their food, they never, ever said that they were the gastronomical capital of the world. Go to France, you know, go places where they're noted for their food. That is not their forte. It is a
What is their forte, Karen?
Okay.
Those clogs?
Their forte is, there are many of them. It's a very welcoming, beautiful city with the canals. They have legal marijuana. You can't say anything bad about that.
No, I cannot. I participated in that in my one trip.
Okay. They've got the red light district. But it is what it is.
It's disgusting.
They're not hiding it. We all know what it is.
Yeah.
And they are very ecologically wonderful because there are 800,000 people and 2.5 million bikes. Come on.
Thank you, Karen. Excellent calls. A couple of those, well, at least one we could give to Joe Sutre. We don't know that. I don't know if you can brag up the country, Dave, just because pot and you have naked women in a window.
Well, that's actually on my list of reasons to dislike the Netherlands, a city of Amsterdam. All right. Sounds like it's just complete with ne'er-do-wells. That's all I hear. Just
As someone who at the time might have been smoking on a regular basis, did go to a place, did try something, went back for just a slight nap and might have slept for 5 hours.
So. Hey, you got some sleep.
It's pretty good stuff. Pretty good. You know? All right. Give me one more.
Windmills. Cute little old windmills dotting the countryside. Get over yourselves. Get some modern windmills or get rid of them altogether.
Exactly. The windmills aren't helping us with energy. They're supposed to look good. They don't look that good.
Please. Don Quixote's not coming.
Don has moved on. Let's go. Major Garrett. Maybe he hates the Netherlands. Maybe he hates the Dutch. We'll ask him when he joins us in moments on CCM. All right, two-segment conversation with Major. Lighter topics, number one. More serious, number two. However, I want to remind you, next Thursday, December 8th, as I read the official release, the Economic Club of Minnesota will host a luncheon discussion with CBS Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett on Thursday, December 8th at the Minneapolis Marriott City Center. Garrett will talk about the current state of politics in the recent election cycle and a quote from Tim Penny, founder of the Economic Club of Minnesota. My friend Majors covered Capitol Hill and the White House for nearly 30 years. There is no one better suited to help us understand the recent election and what it means to our nation's domestic and foreign policies in the coming months and years. So, in-person reception, 11 to 1140. In-person luncheon and live stream, 1145 to 1 p.m. I chatted with our mutual friend, Therese McFarland. There are just a few tickets left. You should go see Major. He will be fantastic. How do you get tickets? How do you check on it? ECOMN. ECOMN.org. ECOMN.org. Okay, we'll get to politics in a little bit. Right now in the previous segment, Major, we are trying to build up our hatred towards the Netherlands. Okay, we're trying to build up our hatred. We've got the big match tomorrow, 10 o'clock your time, USA, Netherlands. Here are some of the things that we've built up so far. They have too many names for their country. Okay, too many names. Mm-hmm. The Netherlands, the Dutch, Holland, okay? Mm-hmm. Then overusing the word the. Come on. We're United States of America. We're not the United States of America. The wooden shoes. The windmills. Too many vowels. Those are some of the things that are building up for us. Do you have any hatred for the Dutch at this point?
I wouldn't say hatred, but healthy sports-driven animosity. Here are my two complaints. First of all, nether. Okay, just take the word.
Yes.
Nether. That's far away or like in non-existent or immaterial. So there you go. That sort of ought to explain their orientation to the world and vice versa. Also, it irks me that when you see their flag and the country described over the scores or over the game, it's NED. It should be NET. Okay.
Yes, you're right. That's a very good one.
Why is it Ned? Who's Ned?
Yes.
I want to know.
Yes.
Who's Ned?
Dave, go to the Google on that one because Major has nailed it. It should be Net. It should be Net. Is there some guy named Ned? You know, we've got Columbus. Did Ned discover the Netherlands? And then he was confused. Right. He called it the Dutch. And then part of the country is called Holland. But then some people call the whole country Holland. Yeah. Now for us, we have Bert Blyleven, you know, who played a fair amount of his career here with the Twins and won a World Series.
No doubt.
So maybe the most prolific Dutch athlete, Rick Smits, as someone who called the NBA for 16 years. I even worked this in a few times. The Duncan Dutchman. That was his nickname.
That's very good. That's very good.
Dunking Dutchman. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is that a good nickname, bad nickname? If you're just referencing the country and dunking, you know? I mean, he's 7'4". Of course he could dunk. You know?
But just remember,
I think it's a lazy nickname, and
it's USA versus Net. Okay?
Yes.
It's USA versus Net.
Here's another excellent text. That's 651-461-9226. What's with the extra dots in their letters? Okay, too many extra dots. You know, we're obsessing with the vowels and the extra dots. Keep the text coming in. Okay, garage door issue yesterday, which I'm going to get into later in the show. If you have a garage door, you don't want it to malfunction in a significant way.
No.
I'm dealing with that, and then I'm clicking around on the Twitter machine, and I'm seeing the list of those invited to the state dinner with President Macron. And I'm looking for one name along with his beautiful wife. Okay, I am looking for Major Garrett.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe Scarborough and Mika were there. Robin Roberts was there. I think there is outrage on this show that you were not invited to the state dinner last night. I think you would have been tremendous. you would have been a great addition.
So it's an unbroken streak, though, for me. An unbroken streak. Never invited to any state dinner.
Uncalled for.
Now, there's two reasons for that, principally. One, I don't lobby for it. And there is a lobbying mechanism that goes on.
Are you willing to tell us the other journalists who lobby?
Well, a lot of journalists lobby for it because it's a really big deal. It's a really important thing, and it creates visibility for yourself, for your news organization, et cetera. But I don't. I've just never oriented myself to those things in Washington that are official and regal. If you want to invite me, go ahead and invite me, but I'm not going to press the point. That's one thing. That's just an attitudinal thing I've always had. The second thing is, and this is more crucial, I don't cover the Biden White House on a day-to-day basis. So that's one of the first levels of separation. Are you there day in and day out? If you are, then you're sort of in that first cut. But if you're not, you're not even in that first cut. So, but now there have been previous White Houses where I've been there every single day.
Yes,
in the
right.
first cut, but I'm not invited to a Bush state dinner, not invited to a Clinton state dinner, not invited to a Obama state dinner, and so on and so forth. That's okay. That's fine. And look, would I, in a sort of abstract sense, like to attend one state dinner in my life? Sure. But can I get along with my life and consider a career well-established and well-lived without it? Absolutely.
Is it possible in Washington, D.C., you have a reputation for causing trouble at parties, and that's why you have not been invited? Was there an incident?
Okay. At a couple of, not as elaborate as state dinners, but at a couple of places, fire departments were called. I wasn't directly responsible, but I could be, accused of being tangentially responsible. That might have something to do with it.
Yes, I think it is. By the way, the list is continuing. Why do the Dutch always have a little boy with his finger in the dike? Let the kid have a life. Come on. Why do the Dutch sports teams always wear orange when their flag is red, white, and blue? This might be my favorite. Going Dutch pretty much sums it up. They're cheapskates. Just all excellent, excellent suggestions
One thing I will say, as a big fan of the Winter Olympics, amazing speed skaters.
Yes. Big thighs. They have a lot of big thighs right there. All right, let's take a 2-minute break, come back, and talk about Joe Biden. Did he basically tell us yesterday he's running for president once again? Back with the great Major Garrett in moments on CCM. Okay, I push back on this, Major. I want you to know Dave Harrigan deciding we are going to play Christmas music in the month of December every Friday until the final week. Yes or no, is it too early?
Oh, no. The official day in which, in my house, it is sanctioned is the day after Thanksgiving.
This man will be at the Economic Club of Minnesota next week. Tickets still available. ECOMN.org. Then he's coming to the show from 1:35 until 3, so 90 minutes of Major next Thursday. Fantastic. Looking forward to it.
What if you just get tired of it? Some seriousness and a lot of frivolity. Yes, exactly.
Yes. At some point, Dave, you might say, I've had enough. I know it's 2:15, but I got to go. I got a thing. There's a Burger King around the corner. I got to go. So Joe Biden, who I think is the president of the United States, has asked the DNC to make South Carolina the nation's first primary state, followed by New Hampshire, Nevada. This is a major change because Iowa's been the caucus forever. New Hampshire has always been the first primary. So to me, and he talked about, because I should give you the quote, as I said in February 2020, you cannot be the Democratic nominee and win a general election unless you have an overwhelming support from voters of color. That includes Black, Brown, and Asian American and Pacific Islander votes. This does show more diversity. I mean, Iowa's, let's just be honest, one of the whitest states in the country. It's also promoting South Carolina, where Joe Biden, let's be honest, you know this better than I, that's when he won the nomination. James Clyburn steps forward, everybody else steps away. Is this a done deal? Will this happen, and how do the Republicans respond to this?
So I don't think it's a done deal, but it's a very far orchestrated effort to alter this calendar, and it is enormously important. There will be pushback. The Iowa pushback is irrelevant. Iowa is going to get whatever the DNC gives it. But New Hampshire is not out of this, and New Hampshire has a strong history of picking important nominees for the Democratic Party that have gone on to become president of the United States. Just ask Bill Clinton about that.
Yep, for sure.
So New Hampshire's not out of this. And I'm actually in Boston right now. I was just in Manchester last night talking about my book, The Big Truth, and I had a chance to talk to several people in New Hampshire, Republican and Democrat, about this. And New Hampshire's not going to go away quietly. And what New Hampshire feels right now is it has been lumped in with the magnitude of highly embarrassing problems that Iowa Democrats had with its caucus in 2020. New Hampshire had no problems. New Hampshire had a great primary. Joe Biden finished fifth. It wasn't great for him, but it was a good primary. And they feel like they're being unfairly blamed for all this early calendar problem, which was solely a problem of Iowa. So New Hampshire's not out of this yet, but it's going to be difficult to claw its way back. And, of course, Nevada is also making a case, hey, if you want to talk about diversity, there's plenty of diversity in Nevada. It's also a pro-union state. South Carolina is not. South Carolina is a right-to-work state. Nevada is a swing state. South Carolina is not in the general election map. Why don't go to South Carolina? And look, every single thing that you just read for me, the president, if that was the ultimate definition, then California would go first.
Right. I was just going to say that.
Come on.
Right. I've got a pick for you. You know.
Exactly. So South Carolina is his way of saying, you gave me this great victory that was propellant for the most magical week in presidential politics I've ever seen. Joe Biden was dead and gone after New Hampshire.
Done.
Resurrected in South Carolina, and within one week of South Carolina, all the other tents fold, and he's the presumptive nominee. Boom, just like that. It was insane. It was amazing.
Stunning.
So that's all a nod to that. And the Rules and Bylaws Committee, which is the first and very important step in this, is going to fall in line with this. Now, it's not a done deal, but it's pretty close, and it's going to be transformative for the nominating process.
I have about 2 minutes before we have to go. Kevin McCarthy, how convinced are you he will get the votes to be the next Speaker of the House, because you have folks to the right of him and left of them saying, we're not going to vote for him. And you have folks who are to the left of them saying, we've got a mystery candidate. He or she is going to emerge, and he or she has a great chance to be the next Speaker of the House. And a lot of people think they're referring to Liz Cheney.
Yeah, so you still have to bet on McCarthy becoming the Speaker, because he is best positioned and there is no one running against him yet except Andy Biggs. Andy Biggs is on the Freedom Caucus, far Trumpian wing of the party. He's got zero chance. But he's trying to increase the idea that he has more leverage. Right now, you have to assume, because he's the party leader in the House Republican Conference, and therefore he has the ability to make deals, cut deals, and negotiate, that Kevin McCarthy is the odds-on favorite. It's not, again, back to that phrase, done deal, but he is the presumptive favorite. Here's the problem for Kevin McCarthy. Okay, you get to become Speaker. Now your life gets miserable. Every day of your life now is miserable. Why? Because all the people who made you Speaker either are going to require you to bow in their direction on every single vote that comes next, and if you don't, they will rebel, which means you can't pass anything on the House floor. And the only way the House functions is as a majoritarian body. The majority has to enforce its will, both through process, amendments, and passage of legislation. If you cannot enforce your will in the House, you have no power. And if you can't enforce that will because your conference or caucus is divided, you are powerless. Kevin McCarthy may be the first powerless Speaker to ever preside over the House of Representatives.
Before you leave Boston, go ahead and say hello to Will and Kate.
Yes, sure. I'm sure they're streaming the Netflix thing of their kinfolk, don't you think?
No. No, I think that timing was pretty good. Pretty good the brother and the sister-in-law.
That's what you call a streaming, what you call a streaming intra-family rivalry mic drop.
Yes. Knife in the back. I got to go. Great, great stuff as always.
Sir.
Have a fabulous
weekend.
See you next week. Major with us next Thursday. It'll be fabulous in studio. Shaletta, next hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.